Which brings me to our final story today. It's about K-pop, South Korea's muscular pop sound that has turned the capital of Seoul into one of the most competitive song factories in the world. We've reported in the past about how hard it is to break into that scene as a foreigner. You might recall our story about two African-American women who learned to sing in Korean, and against the odds, they actually made it. Now meet singer Marshall Bang. He's a Korean-American from Orange County, California, who is openly gay and trying to conquer South Korea's music scene and its conservative views. Josie Hwang of KPCC reports from Seoul.
Marshall Bang sang his way onto South Korean TV last year. He was on a talent contest called Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money 6 본선 1차 경연. 이번 대결은...
It's kind of a hip-hop American Idol. Millions of viewers may not have known it, but they were watching one of the country's few openly gay entertainers.
So it's rainbow,
now, Bang is about to drop his debut EP, and he's selling his velvety voice and being a gay man.
I want to push culture forward as well, kind of like letting people know that, like, the only thing different about us is that we love different kinds of people than you. You know, that's it.
Being gay may not seem like it'd be a big deal in the land of K-pop. The industry pushes the envelope on gender bending. Feminine-looking young men are some of the biggest idols out there.
They're prettier. There's a lot more makeup. Sometimes it's androgynous, you know.
But being openly gay, that's another story. South Korea bans same-sex marriage. And last year, the government imprisoned an army captain for having sex with other soldiers.
Protesters call it a homophobic witch hunt, targeting gay soldiers within South Korea's military.
South Korea's cultural conservatism is rooted in Confucian ideology and doing what's proper, like marriage and then kids. And then there's the influence of fundamentalist Christians, a minority in Korea, but big protesters of gay rights. Bang is very familiar with anti-gay sentiment in Christianity. He grew up in a devout Christian household. In fact, his mom's a pastor at a megachurch for Korean immigrants.
Church is supposed to be a place where you can really be yourself, but because certain subjects are untouchable, being gay was one of them. I just kind of pushed everything down and suppressed it. And if anyone accused me of being gay, I would just be like, no, I'm not.
So he skipped dating and immersed himself in music, mostly Christian pop. But then in ninth grade, his friend lent him a Mariah Carey CD.
You're treating me good. Yeah. Sweet destiny.
He began to make YouTube videos singing the R&B music he loved. People were taking notice of his voice at church, at school, on the internet. But then he got sick.
I had laryngopharyngeal reflux, which is the version of acid reflux that comes up to your vocal cords and just messes it up.
So Bang put singing on hold for a few years. He moved to New York and worked as a hairstylist. But then in 2012, out of the blue, he was contacted by a TV producer who'd seen his old YouTube videos and wanted him to compete on a talent show. And soon after he landed in Korea,
my voice started to get better and better. And so I don't know if it was like a God thing or a universe thing or whatnot.
He didn't win the TV competition, but he did decide to relocate to Seoul. A career as a singer felt within reach. So did living openly as a gay man. He had already told his two younger brothers, which went well. His pastor mom, that was harder.
I spoke to my mom in Korean. My Korean was just absolutely terrible. Very, like, preschool-y. Like, mom, I like boys. I think she was, like, kind of confused.
Bang says his mom's still processing. As to how K-pop fans will react to him, he has no idea. A survey from a few years ago showed that 57% of South Koreans find homosexuality unacceptable. But college student Hyungwoo Hong says the young people he knows don't think like that.
In our generation, like, if we can't understand gay culture, and other people say, why aren't you understanding them? What's wrong with you?
For Hong, being gay doesn't hurt an artist, but it doesn't really help either. The most important thing, he says, is the music and how good it is. And for Bang, he can't wait for people to hear his. He dreams of topping the charts and selling out stadiums around the world. On the personal side, he wants a life partner. And when that day comes, he'll have another talk with mom.
My Korean is so much better now. Like, we're having full-on major conversations.
Things can only go more smoothly. For the world, Josie Hwang, Seoul. Won't you come over?
And that'll do it for this Monday edition of The World. We come to you from the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.